Hey guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found this podcast by mistake, welcome to the show.
Here we look at games old and new, from character designs all the way to gameplay. It's all here from dusty cartridges
to broken discs. We take you through all the games that you love growing up with, as well as the games you play today. He's Big Dave.
And he's Glenn.
And he's Adam. Before we get into it, if you like the show, remember to like, comment, and smack that trigger finger on the subscribe button. With that, let's dust off that cartridge, pick up the controller, hit the power button, and start this week's episode. So yes, this week we're talking Crash Bandicoot.
YouTube knives. You
Did I mention I've got a cup?
Where's my mug?
You had a mug.
You can get them from the Northern Dreamers Facebook page for only £5, including postage and packaging.
I paid towards getting the mug made, and he's trying to make me pay to get my mug back.
Yeah, he'd have broke your cup.
But yes, this week we're back. We're talking Crash Bandicoot. We are completely unprepared for this episode, even though we've not recorded one for like what, nearly 4 weeks.
You should have told them that. They would have seen how totally professional.
How amazing!
Wow, they practiced that. They knew exactly what they were talking about. They didn't wing it or bullshit it at all.
We'll scrap that. And we have done research. We've done loads of research about Crash Bandicoot. Dave's probably even playing it right now.
I've switched it on.
Yeah,
I've turned my PlayStation on, but I've not turned the game on. But yes, Crash Bandicoot. It was, I mean, as we've said on one of the episodes before, Crash Bandicoot was probably like one of your first games that you got on the PlayStation. Adam, sort of any fond memories of Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, of course. Well, as you said, it's the game that you got with the PlayStation. I've owned other consoles, but the PlayStation 1 was the first console I ever owned that I bought with my own actual money. So I bought it off, it was my uncle's. He didn't have time to use it.
Was it one of those ones that fell off the back of a van?
Could have been. I don't know. I was only like, what, 4 or 5 at the time. But yeah, I got birthday money because this was back at a time when I actually got birthday money.
Oh man, I missed that. I missed those days.
So I bought that off him and got Crash Bandicoot, and yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was a great game, especially as like one of your first ones when you first turn on the cards. When you see the videos at the moment, don't you, on like Facebook, it goes, "What do you think of when you hear this?" And it plays the original like PlayStation opening. And I I need to go to Crash Bandicoot. Story turns around like what? The first thing that pops into my head is Crash. I mean, well, go on.
I was gonna say, because I've been playing it since I was 5 or 6. You think I'd be really good at it? I'm not.
You mentioned that in a lot of episodes.
I'm
that you're
just generally terrible at games.
Dave, why did we bring this guy on?
No, I really don't know. I'm thinking that now.
Dave, what about you? What sort of some memories that you remember from getting it?
Again, same. It's one of the first games I had. I mean, I was kind of torn back in the day between I had Crash Bandicoot and I had Spyro the Dragon. Very torn between them both. I mean, I think Crash did win at the end. I did enjoy that game, and like obviously Crash was nuts. Right up my street.
But that's the thing though. It took what we enjoyed about the 2D side scrollers that we would have played on like the Sega and the Nintendo, like with the Sonic and Mario, and they made that 3D for us. They completely changed the aspects of how we looked at it. Yeah. You know, exactly. Originally we saw it from the side. Now we're behind the character, you know, it was a whole new world for us growing up. I mean, it's completely changed today of how we play games, because now we can rotate cameras and things like that. But back then, it was a static camera right behind, pretty much you were behind his ass, weren't you? You know, that's all you saw was just this little
dude. That's the only reason why I played it.
It's a little bit of bestiality there. But I loved it. I remember getting a PlayStation magazine and Crash was on the front of it. I actually think it was for Crash Bandicoot 3.
Crash something like that.
He looked like he was meant to be gangster or something. He had a backwards cap on, gold chains, and he's like this on the cover. And you saw
in the third one in Warped, that's when they had like the vehicles. They brought the motorbike, didn't he, and things like that. So he was like the 1950s biker.
was it the second or the third one where you could ride the polar bear?
That was the second one. Was that not Warped?
I remember it on Warped.
They had the polar bear.
Well, in Warped, that was when they brought Coco.
Coco was a playable character
in that one.
Yeah.
It was definitely the polar bear in number two.
Warthog, polar bear, and then was it a bike?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had the dinosaur as well, I think that was in Warped.
So the first one was Crash Bandicoot, then the second one was Wrath of Cortex, and then the third one was Warped, wasn't it?
Warped, yeah. And then
you've got the fourth one, which finally came out after so many hundreds of years.
Is that a little dog looking character?
Yeah.
There was a polar bear though in Warped. That's what's throwing me off with the
it was the little polar bears, you know, in the second one. They get the tiger, the dinosaur's not, you can ride a tiger. It's Coco who does that one. That's Coco's episode. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure the dinosaur is the Japanese version. You're throwing me off here, Dave.
No, there isn't. It's definitely a dinosaur. It's like it, but that's the one that chases you. You know, when there's always a chasing. So in the first one, it's the big ball, isn't it? You know, the ball, like Indiana Jones chases you.
Yeah, yeah.
Then in the second one, the massive polar bear chases you. And in the third one, it's the dinosaur that chases you.
You're not on the great wall with the tiger.
The bit when you're running away from it, not the bit when you're actually riding.
As you can tell, folks, the research that we've put into it has been extensive this time.
We're talking extensive about two completely different things.
But going off on those levels where you get chased, they put the fear of God into you, didn't they? When you saw that camera was facing forward, you was like, oh, okay. And then you start running, and then the ball starts chasing you, like, oh my God! Well,
even my son, like, he's been playing the new, you know, the redone versions.
Yeah, the remastered version,
remastered and that. And I mean, he thinks it's hilarious, you know, obviously when like Crash will, you know, get ran over by the ball and stuff like that, and then he'll be smashed into the screen and stuff down it.
It's when you hit that wham!
Or like when he's I think it's one of the ones when he's like goes to a medieval town. Or
yeah,
something,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
A sword chops him in half, and then like his legs will walk off.
Oh, you see him stop, don't you? Spin on the floor and die, and his guns come out.
Some of the death animations are so funny.
Yeah, they've definitely put a lot of thought into it, didn't they? Especially back in the day. I mean, they tried to make it as appealing as possible. And I think the way they've done it when they've used bright colours, you know, that's the things that we were all attracted to when we played games like that. You know, now they're all dark and dingy, you know, when you think about it. But that's because we've grown up with them. We've got darker and we want that.
Yeah, yeah.
You want the blood and gore now. Whereas Crash, it was fun. It was light. You could pick it up and play from any point. Granted, you'd get to a certain point and you just want to throw the controller because you were stuck. it's the bridge, the sky bridge in the first one with the turtles.
Is that the one where you're going up the wall? You go up the wall.
No, this is the one with the sky bridge.
Yeah.
Where you have to jump across and there's the turtles. You've got to jump on certain turtles. It basically, when they brought out the remastered, there was loads of reviews about it. And a lot of people I spoke to said the same thing is, it's got a hell of a lot harder from when I played it as a kid. I don't remember it being this hard.
You know,
it's because of the graphics and how it's changed, where you could jump to a certain point, you'd still land on a pixel.
Yeah, you still land on a pixel.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Whereas now, because it's so crisp and clear, that pixel's gone.
Because back in the day, it was made in, like, they only had a certain amount of edges. So, obviously, like you say, like, things were just like, if it was a triangle, for example, or a circle, should I say, the shape would probably be a square.
Yeah,
the map would sit on, so you'd still have that little bit of edge like around it. It wouldn't be completely circle; it would be like edged. So yeah, you could cheat it a little bit by getting that extra little bit further. But
and that's what's great about having you two on the show, because you've done sort of like looking at video game design and things like that, and you've looked at sort of like the old stuff of how they made games to how it's changed so
someone's
drastically.
Someone's going to call me out on bullshit there.
But no, it is. The whole thing was someone did come out and say it is because the pixel ratios all changed completely. Yeah. So like when you're on the Sky Bridge and you could jump to a certain point and land on you had to jump over the turtles and stuff like that. And you could jump onto the ropes and walk across the ropes on the original PS1 version. Try doing that when it's been remastered on the PS4. Well,
that's an example of what I was saying about they're in like a square. So the rope is like a circular cylindrical shape.
Yeah.
But that's inside of a square.
So to us,
you had the edges circle, of the square that you could stand on to the landing, the zone that you could step on.
Exactly. Because they've remastered it and polished it, they've taken that away, which has made it harder. So it's not just the fact that we think the game has got harder. It has because they've changed it.
So maybe I'm not shit at it.
No.
No, you're shit at it.
I mean, Dave, sort of, what was your favourite Crash game then? Bearing in mind, you can include number four now because it's out there. No, you know,
we've
got Crash Racing as well.
Realistically, the first three were the main ones I ever really played. I briefly played four, but didn't really.
Yeah.
I only put about an hour or two into it, but couldn't be bothered after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first three, probably the third one is my favourite. Mainly, to be honest, the different worlds you go to, and obviously you've got like the extra bit obviously with having Coco into it. She's got quite a lot of good levels. Like you've got the jet ski, she has the jet ski one. She has
you're going down a different route there, Dave.
Have you actually played that game?
Just the way you pause, you're like, she's got a lot of good there.
That's for another podcast.
I thought I was the sick one.
No, but
this is coming out of his mouth. I'm talking about the game.
You just reminded me about the jet ski one there. That was a sick level.
Yeah, I remember that one.
No, sorry, carry on, Dave. Sorry.
But so you got the jet ski with all like the bombs and all that lot, and nitro. What was it? Nitro or nitroglycerin? Bloody boxes.
The green boxes. Yeah.
And then you've got the. Oh, I liked as well in the, the bit when you complete the game and then you'd, all the boxes are dropped that you'd missed a drop on his head.
Yeah. When you complete a level or something, yeah.
So basically tell you how shit you are.
That is basically all it got boiled down to, how shit you were.
So. I mean, Adam, what about you? What was your favourite one?
Legit, I think this is why we got crossed a little bit before in the earlier conversation. It was when you got to ride on the hog or on the tiger.
Yeah.
Or on the bear and stuff. Like, I preferred those levels and the jet ski one. I don't know why, because like I do like racing games, but they're not my favorite. But it seems to be they were the ones that I liked the most and enjoyed the most when I was playing the game.
Yeah.
Just touching on that as well. I mean, that was another thing I liked with the third one in Warped, where you on the jet ski you had more freedom. You know, like you had quite a wider area to go about in. Whereas in the Warthog one and the polar bear, it was very linear. You had to go down the straight road, and just
dodge. I think I liked it because you had to. It was all rapid. Everything was dead quick, and like you didn't have time to think. And like the levels were quite quick as well. And I think that's why I liked them the most. Because I have a very
they were probably gathered
by now. I have a very short attention span.
That's why I love TikTok for the 30-second videos, because you can just keep swiping through them.
I really do, man. It's becoming an issue now.
Well, they've extended it to 3 minutes now, so you can get 3-minute videos.
I've noticed.
We can start putting some of our Northern Dreamer stuff on there now. I think for me, I loved Crash Bandicoot 2. I don't know why. I just always remember opening the case, and you opened it, but you could open it the other way and it'd have a demo disc. As we've said before, we loved our demo discs. There was a demo disc in the back of it as well. But I think the reason that I loved Crash Bandicoot 2 the most was it wasn't mine. It was like my mum's partner's, and they had it downstairs, and it was like, you're not allowed to play it, it's, you know, you can only play it when I say you can play it. And when they weren't in, I'd go down, sneak the disc out and take it upstairs and literally put my TV on so quiet that no one else could hear it and play it, you know. And I think that's, I think it was the danger of getting caught that I really like Crash Bandicoot 2, you know.
I don't think it's Crash Bandicoot you were watching then. I think it was one of those naughty movies. You that's why they said don't watch it. Then you sneak it.
Is this about the time you had your hard drive of?
We don't talk about the hard drive anymore. Yeah, we don't.
Glenn's, 1 terabyte of.
there was a lot of pornography on there. Lots and lots of. I'm not going to beat around the bush.
You did around the bush. You did plenty of beating.
Remember, guys, this is meant to be, you know, PG-friendly sort of thing, you know.
That went out the window within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think that went out the window when we decided that we were going to do the show.
I kind of misheard your question again, and I've talked about a specific level and not an actual game, but I'll come back to that. You carry on.
I did jump on the newer one Warped in Time. I can't remember what it's called. Wrath of Time, something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't the
fourth one. I did quite a fair bit of it, but I did enjoy it. It was all right.
Sorry, I can't.
You're all right there.
We're doing a talk about a game. And we're supposed to be like dead up on it, and we're like, yeah, whatever that game, the title, whatever it's called, it's Crash Bandicoot.
There's a fourth one.
What were that guy, the orange guy in the underpants?
there was a fourth game. It was something to do with time. It was okay.
Dead clean up on it. And we have no idea what we're talking about.
But when I was, because obviously I, as I've said before, I rent a lot of my games now because it's a hell of a lot easier. So I was playing Crash and. Don't. It just takes me back. I used to work there. I loved it. So I let him play Crash 4. And he got to this point where even I couldn't do it. Then I was like, you're gonna struggle here. And next minute, he's jumping over it like perfectly fine. And I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, he can do that, but I can't. Yeah, I can kill like a horde of zombies on Days Gone or something with no issue. And I can't jump over a few little blocks without dying. You know, what has changed? Have we adjusted to the way that we play games that now that we've got older, we want to play more open world, shoot shit and run away sort of games than sort of those scroller games where like platforming and stuff like that?
Well, the funny thing was, like you say, it's such an old game now, but it was one of the first games that would have caused you like rage quitting and things like that, even like at a young age, because
yeah.
I mean, you would go all the way through it. And then there'd just be one of those bloody plants that'd eat you right at the end. Oh, you know, you
get
so close. You can even, they'd always tease you because you'd see the portal at the back. You know, yeah. Spinning. Yeah. It was like, I'm so close. And then some shit had happened.
Well, I think because obviously, especially 1 and 2, it was all the characters were built on repetition and they all did the same thing. And you could work out the timings of everything. So obviously, we would have played it that much that we'd know the timings of how everything works, where you have to land in certain places and all that. So you've spent your whole childhood in all the three, in the first three crashes, they will have all been built the same way.
Yeah.
Like learning how that works, how the mechanic works. Again, like where you can land on the hitbox and all that type of thing. And then subconsciously, 20 odd years later, you've just naturally start doing those same things again.
Yeah,
and those things aren't working, so now you're getting frustrated, and because you're getting frustrated you can't work it out, so because like you kind of
I suppose it
probably would be better if you didn't know how to play the game, if you came into it fresh like your child, Dave's child.
Yeah.
He'd probably get it straight away and do it straight away because he's so used to it.
He is actually really, he's only 5, but he's actually really good at it.
That's it, like, because you've played it in the past and you know subconsciously how it all works and what you're supposed to do to get to certain points, you just naturally start doing that. And then you're trying to do those things and it's not working, but you don't change what you're doing because you know that way works.
Yeah. And then you blame it on the fact that the game, it's got out of this. No. They've just changed it slightly. You can't play it the way you used to play it. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
You kind of got to relearn it again now, which I don't know about you guys, but I'm a bit too stubborn for that.
Yeah, we haven't got the patience anymore. No. We're old now.
I'm too old for that. I don't have time to sit there and turn Crash Bandicoot on and start learning how to play it again from scratch. No, I don't have time for that. But that's the thing as well. And I know, Dave, you like to bring up the music quite a lot on when we do these episodes and things like that. I mean, that first, when you first turn on the game, it's I love that. That will always bring me that little bit of joy. Like, yes, I can't wait to play this game.
Well, it really is one of those iconic sounds where it's like Crash Bandicoot. You got it with Sonic. You got it with Mario. It is one of those iconic sounds, you know, soundtracks. It's really good.
I mean, what I like as well is it didn't just focus on the music. You know, we now had more sound effects in the game compared to like the likes of Sonic, when we had like a little cartridge space and, you know, the intro took up most of the memory of the cartridge. Whereas now, you know, we're able to add more sound to it. So you had like, had the spin, you had the breaking of the boxes, the collecting of the Womba fruit, the when you die, masks. Yeah. And then the bosses as well. You had like all the music from the bosses when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Like Nipperu and all them.
When thinking, what was he called? The first boss in the first world. Hell. You know, he'd smack the stick on the floor and spin around like the tribal chief sort of thing.
Was it Papu or something?
Yeah,
that was it.
Smack the stick on the floor and spin around.
He just spins the stick around, does he? He's like,
you jump on his head.
But then you'd have the noise from the jumps as well. So, you know, they've put a lot more thought into designing the games when it's moved from something that was like, what, 16-bit for Sonic, going on to, I mean, was it even bit at this point when it moved into sort of disc?
Yeah, it will have still been kilobytes.
But I mean, but they had more to work with. They had more to work with. And, you know, the PlayStation opened up the doors in this world of 3D and the way things could work. I mean, just from that, when you think about Crash Bandicoot, look at what else Naughty Dog have made. You know, they've gone on to do Jack and Daxter. They went on to do Uncharted. They went on to do The Last of Us. You know, it's a big jump from where this, you know, from where we
played
sort
Uncharted
of started.
4?
Yes.
And you get to play Crash
at the start of the game. Yeah, it's been, and you can see like Crash Teddies as well in The Last of Us as you're walking around, and there's like board games of Uncharted and all sorts of things like that. Yeah. You know, Naughty Dog do like to throw those little Easter eggs in their other games, and it's like the on Uncharted, as we said as well, you can find the precursors, like the orbs from Jack and Daxter, the precursor eggs, and you find them as one of the random treasures as well. So, Naughty Dog like to stay sort of loyal to their other games by putting them in their newer stuff. But I think that's a mad jump from doing a puzzle, like a platform game to going into survival.
Uncharted is kind of a puzzle platform game.
Yes. So
it's not too dissimilar. It's just obviously you can move the camera around a bit more and explore.
Yeah.
But it's not in terms of like the theme, it's not too dissimilar from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love
very good at those type of games.
Yeah.
Know, so
I mean, I love their jump from Crash to sort of Jack and Daxter, because that was a good jump. Yeah.
I played Jack and Daxter.
There was Jack and Daxter, it was Jack 2, Jack 3, and then the racing one, much like they did with Sonic.
They did that with all of them though, didn't they? Like it's the same with Sonic. Sonic always, they all got like a racing game and all that, didn't they?
Yeah. And I mean, I think because, again, when you played Crash, you wanted to play it with your mates, but it was a one-player game. And probably that's why they created these racing games, because everyone enjoyed, like Adam said, those fast-paced levels where you've got to, you know, you are driving a car or you're sat on the back of an animal and you've got to move really quickly. But having your mates to be able to sit there and do that with them, you know, racing as well. I mean, I actually enjoyed Crash Racing.
That said, like Crash Team Racing, when I think about it, I think that was one of the first racing ones that I played, you know, but even before like the Sonic and the Mario ones jumped on board.
I'm pretty sure
Crash was one of the first ones that did it.
Yeah.
I'm just going on a limb.
Well, you've got to think back to like arcade machines. Like a lot of those machines were fast-paced.
Yeah.
Like flying, driving games. Like obviously the... It was the It was obviously exceptions to it. That's what I said. But a lot of the games were like fast. Even if you think back to like Pong, that was kind of like a fast-paced game. Like,
yeah, you had to constantly sort of move your thing up and down.
Yeah, it's as though you were controlling a vehicle, like moving around, and then you've got Space Invaders, and like I know it's not exactly the same, but it's the same type of thing. It's fast paced. Your reactions have got to be quick. And
yeah, they helped, didn't they? You know, having the faster pace, you know, it helps sort of with your eye movement. You're constantly watching. You know, I think that's why a lot of people now, you know, we tend to sort of break down how we do things and try to look at it as quick as possible, because we've been used to sort of those fast paced level sort of games that we've played. We can make quicker decisions, you know.
Well, it's kind of like they've kind of branched off into that, like from these older games now. And then they've got, like, you know, in a lot of newer games, like the Tomb Raider games and things like that, they've all got like quick time events and all that.
Yeah. That's
probably branched from that, you know, like it's quick time. And they are really, it comes back down to the, you know, the death animations and things like that. And some of them are actually really funny. You know, like you say, you have like Lara Croft like running across them, and then, like you say, a tree will hit her or something.
When we played that as a kids, though, and you heard a bones crunch as she died, you just sort of like, what the hell are you doing to me?
You know, I did used to like about Crash Bandicoot when it started, when he used to look back at the camera and lift his eyebrows.
So,
used to do it before he jumped on the hog, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, obviously, with Crash Bandicoot, going through when I was doing my notes and things like that, even over there, we did extensive research for this one. Absolutely loads of research. Did you hear about the fact that they tried to make an animated series of it? And that there was actually, they had like the opening for the series actually came out and was released. Yeah, there's a video of it at the moment. There's an animated video at the moment of it. Someone's made an adult-rated version of the video as well.
Of course they have.
Because everything gets it. Everything. I mean, look at when they released this Sam for Samsung. She's got so much going on Reddit at the moment. It's just, they're all dirty bastards on there. That's all I'm saying.
Glenn's their leader. Come on, boy.
Group created by Glenn.
Big enough to my Reddit homies. But no, that's the thing. So they tried doing this animated series. I don't think it ever saw the light of day. I don't think it ever got made or any sort of pilot episode, but they did make like an intro opening. I think it was originally as well going to be on the games, but it got scrapped for some unknown reason. It was very similar to sort of like Taz. You know, when you watch Taz growing up, it was very similar to that. I think that's the reason.
Well, Crash Bandicoot Insane Cartoon Show.
Yeah, but it never made it. It never came out because it was, what was the blonde one called? Not Coco, the other one, the tall one. Whatever she was called.
Is the one who, was she like his girlfriend or something?
Yeah.
She was in the first game, wasn't she? When you do the bonus mission, she's always at the end, and then Cortex takes her, doesn't her?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was Coco.
No.
Coco's his sister.
No, sorry. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I found it. Just found it now.
But no, the series, obviously the opening was him sort of spinning along goes past her sort of thing, and it was loads, but someone's done a video where it's been.
Sorry to cut you off, but it's just like Adam's just looking really pleased with himself. He's just like, oh, I found her. And he's just like gone quiet. It's like, what's he doing?
Adam's found my Reddit page.
yes, I found her.
I'm just going to come off for 2 minutes.
I'll just put be right back on his page.
I'm gonna have to put one of those screens up where all the colored bars are on the screen.
Adam's having technical difficulties.
If I like lift up my water bottle and you blur it out like it's something else, like,
ooh.
But no, it's like I say, when someone's made an adult version of it, he sort of Crash sort of like spins past her, rips her top off with her teeth, and then does the does the eyebrows thing, and she slaps him. And then I mean, don't get me wrong, if you put that in the cartoon as a growing up kid, that would have been great. I'd love it.
To be fair, I can understand why this didn't see the light of day.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll put the link to that clip on our YouTube page, you know, somewhere down below. But no, I there's not much else I could think about for Crash. I mean, I loved it. It was just one of those ones. But would you say, like, majority of the games that we've discussed, especially when we talked about Sonic and Tomb Raider, you know, Tomb Raider got its whole reboot, you know, and Sonic is still going, but it's aged really well.
It's also had a reboot because
quite a lot of reboots as well. Yeah,
the new one didn't it, like Crash.
Yeah, would you say though that Crash Bandicoot has aged well?
Yes.
I would do. Yeah.
Would you say that the younger generation,
the old games? Yeah. I mean, I could easily still pick up the old game and you know play it and enjoy it now. You know, it's one of them, and
I think I could give it to my nephew as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like you say, one of the younger kids, like you say, even my son and things like that, he would play the older game and still enjoy it. Like you say, I know he's got the reboot version of it now, but the remaster or whatever. But no, I think younger kids would still enjoy the old one.
Yeah, I mean, I do love it, and I think it's been a great game. I will always, again, as I've said about most of the games we've played, you know, I've got fond memories of it, you know, coming home from school, sitting down and getting to play it, and, you know, riding all the different animals that you got to play on the fast levels, you know, having the boulders chase you and literally screaming, fucking run! You know,
well, that's the level that you would associate probably the most with Crash. Like with Sonic, it's the opening level.
Yeah.
Opening world. But on Crash, it's the boulder level.
It's the boulder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The boulder or the pig one. The pig one's
the ones that people remember the most.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. That's the thing. All these games that we've looked at so far have got that defining level or that defining moment that will always make you remember them. Going back to sort of when we've talked about Final Fantasy, Dave, at the start, you know, when we talked about Final Fantasy VII, the defining moment for that was when we saw everything blow up, basically. You know, that's like the first bit in Final Fantasy VII that's defining. And then you look at Tomb Raider, just the opening, as the door opens and the wolves come out and you've got to shoot them. Or even on the second one where, you know, you're walking around the mansion, even though it was only the training level, it was that defining level that you always remember.
Yeah, putting the bullet
on the fridge. And again with Pokemon, I think for me, it was just turning the game on and, you know, catching your first Pokemon, picking your starter, which will always be the hardest choice in life. You know, pick your starter Pokemon, and you know that is the hardest choice because no matter what you do, you're stuck with it now. And then say with Crash, you know, you've got that defining level, the boulder chasing you because it struck fear. As a child, that was the first time you had fear. You
know? I'm calling game over there, guys. If you like the show, please hit that like button, comment and smash that subscribe button. It really does help the show and also helps our egos grow a bit.
If you guys have any games you think we should look at, then leave them in the comments below. We've probably already played them, but we're always happy to play them again.
If you've enjoyed the show, make sure you check us out on our other podcast, The Northern Dreamers. You can find it wherever you find this show, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods and Deezer. For now, I've been Big Dave.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Glenn. See you next time on the next episode of From Dusty Caches to Broken Discs.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
See if you can guess what next week's episode is.